Next, the young lady spoke. She said that she had met the prisoner on the boat, which had carried her and her father from France to England.
"He was very good and kind to my father and to me," she said.
"Was he travelling alone on the ship?"
"No. He was with two French gentlemen."
"Now, Miss Manette, did you see him show them any papers or anything that looked like a list?"
"No, I didn't see anything like that."
Questions, questions, questions. The trial went on, and finally, a small, red-haired man spoke. He told the judge that he had seen Mr. Darnay at a hotel in a town where there were many soldiers and ships. Then one of the lawyers, a man called Sidney Carton, wrote some words on a piece of paper and gave it to Mr. Stryver, the lawyer, who was speaking for Mr. Darnay.
"Are you quite sure that the prisoner is the man you saw?" Mr. Stryver asked the red-haired man.
"Quite sure," said the man.
"Have you ever seen anyone like the prisoner?" asked Mr. Stryver.
"I'd always be able to recognise him." The red-haired man was very confident.
"Then I must ask you to look at the gentleman over there," said Mr. Stryver, pointing to Sidney Carton. "Don't you think that he is very like the prisoner?"
Everyone in the court could see that Sidney Carton and Charles Darnay were indeed very similar.
"Well then," said Mr. Stryver, "it is so easy to find a man like the prisoner that we can even find one in this room. So how can you be so sure that it was the prisoner you saw in that hotel?"
And the red-haired man said not another word. The lawyers talked and argued, and when at last the trial came to an end, Jerry Cruncher had fallen asleep.